This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The White House has until next week to finish reviewing an interagency climate report, but the news really is out already. A draft of the scientific portion of what is called the National Climate Assessment was leaked to the New York Times today. The report states that climate change is happening, that humans are causing it, and that there will be dire consequences for the United States as a result. Among the report's findings is this Marketplace tidbit that fighting climate change does not have to mean cutting economic growth. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
Your word of the day is decoupling. See, once it appeared gospel that in order to grow our economy, you had to emit carbon. Factories burn coal, trucks burn fuel, all in order to allow us to increase our productivity. Nowadays, though, natural gas and renewable power has upset that dogma.
We can have it both ways, and growth can occur as we clean up the economy.
Mark Muro is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says 33 states have now effectively decoupled their GDP growth from carbon.
So we've seen a true inflection point in the history of economies and emissions.
And the rate at which we're decoupling has picked up steam. But that doesn't mean it can't be slowed or even reversed, says Josh Bivens. He's research director at the Nonpartisan Economic Policy Institute.
We absolutely could see emissions and growth start to move together again in a destructive way.
That would depend on policies enacted at the federal level, ones, for instance, that would favor the return of coal power to dominance. In the draft of the federal climate report, scientists say decoupling is happening and it's helping slow down climate change, but
there's nothing automatic that is going to translate this report into more aggressive climate policy.
And policy has a very big role in whether emissions get reduced.
My read is it's impossible to reach beneficial climate goals without policy.
Michael Greenstone is a University of Chicago economist. He gets annoyed when too much attention gets paid to decoupling.
Relying on market forces can help to reduce emissions, but it won't deliver the protection from climate change that the best evidence suggests is necessary.
He says it's not just about improving the ratio of GDP to carbon. He says to stave off disaster, we'll need to reduce emissions drastically, no matter the cost. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.